protectionists continued to shadow cattle markets to start the week. Convenience stores around the world represent a fast-growing opportunity for U.S. beef. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 10th of September. Although there is no negotiated cash fed cattle trade reported by USDA through Monday afternoon, other sources reported live trade breaking out in various regions at $96 to $97 a hundredweight, another step lower from last week's slide. The average 5-area direct price for steers last week was $3.86 lower on a live basis at $101.73 a hundredweight, according to USDA. The average dressed steer price was $5.69 lower at $165.83. After attempts for stability early in the session, live cattle futures lost ground while feeder cattle remained under pressure. Live cattle futures closed mixed from an average of 39 cents lower in 6 contracts to an average of 13 cents higher with heavy trade and expanding open interest. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.15 lower except for 52 cents and 20 cents lower at either end of the board. Wholesale beef values were steady to weak on light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 36 cents lower Monday afternoon at $226.95 a hundredweight. Select was 2 cents lower at $201.92. Corn futures closed a penny lower through March of 20 and then mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed mostly unchanged to fractionally higher across the front half of the board and then mostly 3 cents higher. Sliding futures prices and growing negativity in the fed cattle arena continued to weigh on calf and feeder cattle prices at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Given last week's holiday, these trends are relative to 2 weeks earlier. Through mid-session, feeder steers and heifers were trading $4 to $10 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where an estimated 9,600 head were on offer. A light test of calves was selling sharply lower. Similarly, steers and heifers sold $3 to $8 lower at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, with 5,933 head on offer. Finally, there were 3,100 head at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where feeder steers sold $5 to $10 lower and feeder heifers traded $3 to $7 lower. Perhaps the AMS reporter on hand there summed up the current situation best by explaining, cattle feeders have been hammered by much lower cash fed cattle prices and now a futures complex that continues to plummet even further. This negativity is making it very difficult to discern at what price level feeder cattle should be bought. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 38 points higher. The S&P 500 closed fractionally lower, and the NASDAQ was down 15 points. As consumers seek to save time, convenience stores around the world provide a rapidly growing opportunity for U.S. beef and pork exports, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Specifically, according to a 2019 Euromonitor report, per capita spending on food service products at convenience stores increased 14% worldwide between 2013 and 18, and it's projected to increase another 11% by 2023. South Korea led the way with a 142% increase in per capita convenience store food service spending from 2013 to 18. And another 47% increase is projected there by 2023. Japan, Taiwan, the Asian region, and Mexico are other fast-growing markets identified by Euromonitor. As well, a USDA report suggests China's convenience store chains, which have historically focused on lower-priced processed foods, are beginning to expand premium and imported food offerings. This trend is likely to continue as younger Chinese consumers shift away from traditional retail outlets. The USMEF uses funding from the USDA Market Access Program, the Beef Checkoff Program, and the National Pork Board to promote U.S. beef and pork, especially processed beef and pork items, but also raw material for further processing, as the centerpiece of convenience store fare in several international markets. Dan Hallstrom, U.S. MEF President and CEO, explained, "Just as important as promoting existing products, we're developing brand new ideas for packaged meals and protein snack items featuring U.S. beef and pork that fit well with consumer trends in each individual market." As the convenience store sector has taken off in various parts of the world, Hallstrom says suppliers realize they need products to help meet the demand for these meat snacks and packaged meals. He adds that the trend is toward high-quality meat, and that's definitely an advantage for U.S. beef and pork. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 10th of September. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.